Here we are with our 7-day intensive seminar, School of the Master, workshop. Everyday training in giving self-energy massage. Building habits of positive action. Changing patterns as not possessive with cutlery. Stretching in the morning. Exercising the toes. Affirmations. Thought cleansing practice. Affirmations, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I am whole and perfect, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I keep my affirmations simple and effective. And I gave you each a gold with black outlined affirmations here in sort of a pretty type. Affirmations, I keep my affirmations simple, I like me, I'm divine order, I am peace, I am whole and perfect now. Okay. Why are these important things to say? Why are these important things for us to repeat in our life? Let's look at it here. All right. Let's just take our affirmation sheet for the moment first. I keep my affirmation simple. That's an affirmation. I keep my affirmation simple. And remember, I want all of you to kiss a lot. K-I-S-S. You know what that means. Keep it simple, sweetheart. Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, schnooky, you know, whatever you want to say. But keep it simple. And the reason you keep it simple is that you can easily move into it and do it. The more complex you get, it's just like Irene. She had to stop and think, now what did you mean by the mystery, you know, and how does that work? Well, that was a little bit of a complex sentence, and at least one of you caught it as being something that should be explained a little bit, and that's good. So keep it simple. Heinz, give me off the top of your head, and the rest of you have a privilege of hearing these all now. Heinz, give me off the top of your head one simple affirmation that you feel would be very effective for you to demonstrate in your life right this minute.
I'm whole, perfect.
All right. Gregor, what would be one simple affirmation? And if you repeat them, that doesn't matter. But what, in your mind, your heart, your being, what one affirmation would be, and I'm listening, especially to you right now. I'm listening. Okay. Yes, you can. You better not read it. It better not be something that you don't have in your heart. One simple affirmation, which is the most important affirmation in your whole thinking system right at this second.
I like the divine order and peace.
One.
That's
just one.
Huh? Yeah, just one. One.
Now, I'm spiritually enlightened.
You what?
I'm spiritually enlightened.
I'm spirit. Don't you know how to talk a little louder than that?
I'm spiritually enlightened.
I am spiritually enlightened?
Yeah.
No, that's good. But I would think I have my perfect job.
I do.
Well, you can't fight that, can you? I do. All right, good enough. Ellen, a statement which reflects something very much that you're thinking about right at the moment. Your peace? All right, Sylvia?
I wanted to say the same. I'm peace.
Sylvia, I don't ever want to hear any of you ever say that. I always say the same. I want you to give me your individual statement for yourself, whether it's the same or not. That doesn't matter. But don't say, I do the same. Ditto, 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 you know. We don't say ditto around here. Because ditto means I haven't given it any thought and I'm just riding on somebody else's ideas. Now, what did you say?
I'm peace.
What's your affirmation?
I'm peace.
What's your affirmation?
I'm peace.
I am peace.
I am peace.
Oh my God, yes, she can speak. Now, all of you, I want you to be recorded. And if you're not going to speak loud enough, then I won't ask you, I'll just speak for you. Now, this is supposed to be a workshop where you're supposed to be working. Now, you're what, Sylvia?
I am peace.
My God, yes. Are you?
Yes.
Why not? Why?
I am peace.
Why are you peace?
Because I'm peace.
No, you don't say because I am peace.
I am peace.
You don't say because.
Okay.
There's no because. I am peace. That's right.
I am peace.
I am peace. Rex, are you peace? Huh? Are you peace or are you just soft-footed? You're checking things out, huh? Okay, now. Irene, oh my goodness sake, what magical mystery are you going to unveil for us right now?
I am myself and I have fun.
I am myself and I have fun. Da 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 da. I am myself and I have fun. That's two of them, but okay. We wouldn't let Gregor get away with it, but that's different.
I thought it belongs together.
Yeah, well, be yourself and have fun. Yeah, okay. All right. Ingeborg?
I am divine order.
I am. What's that? Ellen? What's that?
The door is open because he's looking for going out.
Well, take him out. I am peace. Excuse me for... You're divine order, aren't you?
I'm divine order.
Rex, go with your mother. Rex, go with your mother.
Back
yeah, she's out in the front. Go with her.
Rex?
Good. I am divine order. Now, we had to tell Rex to go with Ellen to the potty, you know. Got to take care of those little details, you know. Now, I am divine order.
Yes.
I am divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. You sure? That's what you want to say?
Yes.
I am divine order. Okay. Now, we have one more to go here. What do you think she's going to say? Anybody want to take any bets on it? What do you think she's going to say? Okay, m'lady, what do you have to say is your affirmation of most immediate joy in your heart right now?
I am master of my emotions.
I am master of my emotions. Wow. Well, now that's great. I see you that way. I see you that way. I see you master of your emotions, okay? Rex, what about you? You're not going to... You're just going to lay down and face your beloved son. Okay, guys, he's giving you your blessing. Now, these statements that you have made, can you see yourself saying them 5,000 or 6,000 times? Can you say them 5,000 or 6,000? Now, when the day is ended, and we're concluding here after this here, we'll have our music and then we'll have our talks and dinner, and then after dinner, before you go to bed, ha 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 ha, can you say this 5,000 or 6,000 times before you go to bed? Now, don't be silly, because I'm going to ask you in the morning what your statements were, and if your statements aren't what you're giving me tonight right now, then you better change them right now. Is that the statement you want to make tonight? Yeah? No?
I've made several.
Well, no. I didn't have you make several statements. I had you make one.
Well, yeah, I know.
All right, what?
I messed up and I didn't realize. So.
Well, then what did you want to say?
Oh,
you don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to tell us. But you have a statement you want to make, right?
Yeah, I'm...
Okay.
Right now I'm thinking about which one.
Oh, I see. It's so so vast and so broad and
well,
so...
I know. Yeah.
See what happens? You leave him alone for 5 minutes and he gets all flibbertigibbed. I can see what married life does to you. It makes you feel warm and cuddly. Yeah. Okay. Ellen, you're going to say yours?
Yes.
You, Sylvia?
Yes.
Irene?
Yep.
You're a long one like that? You know how to say it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Borg. You know how to say it?
Yes.
You know how to say it?
Yes.
Good? Okay. Now, we'll go on from that. Now, affirmations. I keep my affirmations simple. Now, these three statements are powerful statements for anything that you want. For healing, for wholeness, for relationships, for abundance, for anything you want, no matter what the area is. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. If you like yourself, you will look at the world with eyes of purity and goodness, your original purity and integrity, okay? If you are divine order, what other order could you ever want to be? Divine order. You are in perfect divine order. Just like Rex, he rolls on his back in perfect divine order. Now, are you divine order?
Yes.
When you say I'm divine order, then that's what you got. And when you say I am peace, this sort of puts the chocolate ice cream frosting on top of the whole works. That's my favorite, you know. And so, I am peace puts the topping on everything. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. Now, I walk around this path every day, and as I walk around it, I say, I like me, I'm divine order and peace. 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 You say, doesn't that get boring? Not at all. Because in that flash of a moment that I say I like me, I am thinking of all the ways that I like me. In that flash of I am divine order, I think about what divine order means. In that flash of I am peace, I think of what it means to be peace. Now, I'm saying these things to myself as I go along the path. And Rex, when I keep him on the leash and he wants to help me, he gets me going, trotting along, you know. And so, I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like, you know, like riding in a car driven by horses, you know. And what do you call it, a wagon. And that's kind of fun. But I like me, I'm divine order and peace. And he keeps up a good pace. And I keep trucking along right behind him. That's why I can do the path so many times in a short period of time, you know. And he's good for me. But now, all of you should have a Rex, you know. In fact, you're welcome to have him. And anytime I'm not using him, just take him and have him give you a run around the path. He'll come home. It's good for him, though. It's good for him. So, but I like me on divine order and peace. I like me on divine order and peace. What does it mean to say I like me? Well, I like me. I enjoy my company. I think I'm a nice person. I feel that everybody who looks at me recognizes me for what I am. They see right through me. They see right through all of the outer appearances, you know. They see all of, well, for instance, I walked on the path this morning, and I was naked, and I was coming down our path, and then here comes this man and this woman, and I had not met them before. And the man looked like John, dainty, but he was very unshaved and very, very uncouth looking. He just wasn't, you know, dirty clothes, everything. And the lady looked like a normal lady, but she could use a bath. And as I walked up to them, they had their little dog who was minding his own business, a beautiful dog just minding his own business, really great. And I said, hi, do I know you? And she says, yes, I'm your neighbor. I said, oh, Miss Thomas, you know, how nice to meet you. I've not met you before. I think that's wonderful. I'm so glad to meet you. And then she said, this is Bill Tate. Bill Tate, I think he said. Four-letter words. Bill Tate. And he's the man. And he said, hello, you know. Now, they're walking on my property, and I'm walking there, and I said, we're having a seminar here, and some of the people during the seminar sometimes go naked around the path. I said, we certainly wouldn't want to offend you. Oh, no, no, it doesn't bother me at all. I don't care at all, she said. And the man, he looked at me, like he wanted to bite off my nose. And I thought to myself, my goodness, you keep company with interesting people. And so I blessed him. I said, I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I said, you're wonderful to me. I didn't say to him, I said to me. I said, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good. And the lady was quite pleasant, she was quite nice. And I said, well, see you, you know. And then I looked down, and at the end of the path, about a half mile away, was Ellen. Ellen was standing there with the love, waiting to walk toward me, and she didn't know what to do. And so I walked toward her. And when I got toward her, I gave her a big smooch and a big hug, and I said, "Hi, love, you know." And she says, "Who were they?" And I told her. And she says, "I don't like people walking on our property, especially when we like to walk around here ourselves." And I said, "Well, they don't care. I'd rather have them walking on our property and being one as us than walking off our property and complaining about us, you know." And so as I walked along, I said, "I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like me, I'm divine order and peace." Rex had left me already before they came along. And I thought to myself, what an interesting person. I am going to have an experiment, because I do things like this, you know. And I looked at the man and I said, as after I left him, in my mind I looked at him, and I said, "You are a beautiful person. You are a balanced, harmonious person. You love to take showers. You love to keep yourself shaved and good looking. You're a handsome man, and you are just wonderful, you know. Now, you have to look through to see that, you know." But he probably was quite a nice guy. It's just that he probably didn't shave for a while and didn't shower. But I said, "You're wonderful. You're fantastic." Now, as I look at him, do I see him with any unhappiness in my heart? No. Do I see him with any need to change? No. Do I see him with being unkind? No. You know, if you love everybody and you see them being where they are happy and harmonious, being, so to speak, where they belong, and you bless them in their right place, you don't say they can't come on your place. You just see them on their place and see them happy. And I was just thinking, hey, I should really talk to her and tell her, if Brian doesn't want to sell the tractor and doesn't want to take it away, maybe we'll give it to your son, Michael. Do you think he'd like to have it, you know? Could he take his big lifting thing and come over and pick it up and take it away and get rid of it, you know? And that's just a thought that went through my mind. But you see, whenever you're thinking good thoughts, you're thinking beautiful thoughts, you're thinking happy thoughts, you have beautiful responses. Now, you probably haven't noticed, but Gregor would like to take that tractor and put it on top of your car and drive it home, because he likes to repair old tractors. He thinks that they are the most fun things in the world, and he's going to attract more and more to him all the time because he likes old tractors. Now, I personally like new tractors. I like new things. I like new computers, and I like new recorders, and I like all sorts of new things, and it's wonderful. You know, it's really wonderful. And if it hadn't been for our webmaster Daniel, I would have never realized that this went down to the 18 points, you know, that we wanted to get to, where I could just go step right onto my computer here. Instead of having 8 steps, I only have ostensibly 3. But really, I have more than that. I'm going to count the steps, because each step where I put it into here and put it into there and put it into here and put it into there and put it into here and put it into there, put it into there and put it into there, put it into there, put it into there, I have 32 steps by the time I'm done. 32 steps. But I don't have to sit here for an hour and wait for one step to work. So that makes up the difference, you know. And so it is just wonderful, wonderful. Now I'm working on even considering less steps, because I affirm, I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I like me, I'm divine order and peace. I'm divine order. I'm divine order. I'm divine order. I'm divine order. I'm peace. And you see, when you like yourself and your divine order and your peace, then everything works out perfectly. Everything works out harmoniously. And that's a wonderful thing. Okay, now, we have here breathing. What are we doing? We're 3 to 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's look at breathing here. Play and relax. Breathing. Release tension, anxiety, and illusion. Now, if I say to Heinz, Anybody else want to start it instead of Heinz? I'm happy to start any place along the way. But you'd like to work it out on him first. Okay. He's always a good illustration. Heinz, sit up straight, please. Fold your legs. Back straight. Straight up. Thank you. Straight up. Chin up. That's right. Very good. Now, breathe in deep. Very deep. Everybody join him. Breathe in very deep. And all out. Very deep. All out. Very deep. All out. Everybody, breathe in deep, very deep. All out. Rex, breathe in deep. All out. Breathe in deep. Breathe in deep. Breathe in deep. Breathe in deep. Out. Breathe in deep. All 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 out. Now relax. Sit back. Let your arms relax. Let yourself relax. I am peace. Say with me, I am peace.
I am peace.
I am peace.
I am peace.
I am peace. Close your eyes. I am peace.
I am peace.
Let your air out. I am peace.
I am peace.
I am peace. Release. Release the tension. I am peace. I am peace. Release the tension. Release it. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Now let it, all the breath you got in you, more than you realize you got, let it all out and then say, I release all anxiety. Let it all out. I release all anxiety. 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 Now breathe in deep and hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now let it out little by little. Now breathe normally. And say to yourself, I release all the illusions in my life that tend to limit me. I release all the illusions in my life that tend to limit me. I release all the illusions in my life that tend to limit me. I release all the illusions in my life that tend to limit me, okay? Now, remain in this relaxed attitude. Specifically, relax your brain and mind awareness. Take away all of your awareness, all of your tension of thinking about who you are, that you're sitting here, just sort of slump and just sort of blah, just sort of release it. Mind tension, brain tension, the brain and mind tension, just release it. Just release it. Let it go. I release the brain mind tension. I release the brain-mind tension. I release the brain-mind tension. I feel peace. 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 All right? You have ideas about your body that do not benefit you. You know where every little wart is that you have. You know where every little scab is that you have. You know where every little scar mark is, or where every little area of your body is that you is not your original purity, you think. You know where it is, and you have attention about it. Now, let that tension go. Let that tension go. Let that tension go. Let that tension go. Every tension you have about your body causes whatever the tension is to repeat itself again and again and again. Healing cannot take place in your body when your body keeps the picture of what you want healed in your mind. Every time you think of a scab or a scar, you reinvite it into your life. Release it. It doesn't matter how large the scars or scabs are, doesn't matter how large the areas of concern are. You release it in one instant. In one instant. And we'll release it in just a few moments. But you release it in one instant, in just a few moments. How about that? Okay. Now, I relax all the ideas I have about my emotions. It doesn't make any difference to anybody, including me, what my emotions are. If I'm uptight about anything or anybody, that's me. And I'm making myself be uptight about something or somebody. And that's the most foolish thing I could ever do. To take my emotions and tie them into a knot, and not let any blood get to them, not let any circulation get to them. Tie them in a knot and make yourself feel totally uncomfortable. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. But leave now. If you're ready to let go and let the purity and the goodness of who you are be there right now, you can have it right now. Totally your choice. Totally my choice. You are perfect right now. You relax all the ideas you have about your emotions. You are peace. You are peace. Just like the thunder in the clouds, they release all of their tension and anxiety, shooting out lightning bolts, shooting out all of the tension, and in the process, balancing themselves and taking away all of the negative energy and keeping only the positive energy. Now, while you're in this state, I want all of you to find a place on the floor and lay down where you can move your arms around you a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. But just lay down on the floor and relax. Every morning when you get up, I want you to stretch. So now, stretch. Stretch your arms, your legs. Stretch way out. Straighten them way out. And straighten your toes out and wiggle your toes around. Now, each one of you, I don't know where I'm going to get them, but I think Ellen may have some marbles. We're going to give each one of you two or three, maybe four marbles, and have you pick them up with your toes and put them down and pick them up five times each day while you're here, exercising your toes. Because when you do that, you'll find that it'll bring a whole change to the whole inside of your body. The whole inside of your body will sort of wake up, and you'll feel alive, and you'll feel energized, and you'll feel wonderful. Okay, now. Everybody close your eyes, and this is for you alone to give yourself your energy massage. So now, bring up your knees, and or sit up, and do your feet, do your legs, and gently, it's not a matter of rubbing, it's just a gently going over it with your hands so that the energy from your hands and the energy of your body sort of flow back and forth. And you just do it over your toes, do it over your one foot first, do it over it, and let yourself feel so beautiful, so comfortable, so wonderful. And gently go over it. Go over it and go up your ankle. And spend time there, because your ankle is a very necessary and wonderful part of your balance scheme. And it moves in harmony and motion to any place where you step. And always you feel beneath your feet any stones or any stick or any unsure pavement, and you adjust for it so beautifully because you are divinely made. Every organ, action, function of your body is divinely made. Now come up over your calf and feel gently as your calf is so perfectly formed, so ideal. Now, after you do your calf, work on your knee and feel your knee and feel how smooth and cool and wonderful it is, how absolutely perfect it is. And then come up your thigh and work on it gently, letting your hand flow over the skin, flow over, and let the energies meet and let them have their little fireworks now and then. Boom, 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 boom. I know they do that with me. And as you do that, all of the energy that is not in balance balances itself by those fireworks, because they are harmonizing, they are neutralizing, and they are perfecting themselves in that perfect, wonderful way. Now just keep working on your thigh and your buttocks, and you'll feel just wonderful. Roll to one side a little bit so you get that buttocks and get it into perfect place and feel so wonderful. Okay, now work yourself down your thigh again to your knee, and then down over your calf and down to your ankle, to your foot, gently, wonderfully, smoothly, just like it's such a satin glove, so beautiful. Now go to your next foot. And as you come up your other foot, feel that same feeling on the base of the foot. The skin is just like a baby's bottom. Everything is perfect and beautiful. You're just wonderful. Your foot is so flexible. Your toes, they move in such harmony, and they open up in such harmony, and they each have the ability to do as your fingers do. It's just that you haven't spent much time letting them know that that's the truth about them. Now, go over the surface of your foot, the bottom of your foot, come up your ankle, gently massaging your ankle, letting your body know through your ankle, through your calf, that you love yourself. And say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me. Just interplay those two ideas together and let your body feel that. And as your body feels this, every single one of the tensions or every single one of the things that are inharmonious with you just fade away. And only that which is the truth about you, only that which is your perfection, that alone stays. Now work up over your knee. Make sure you're on the proper leg now. Don't go back to the other leg. That you'll do another time. So come up over your knee and over your thigh and over your buttocks and let yourself feel so comfortable and so harmonious and so good. It is a beautiful feeling. Sort of roll to one side so you can get it. Okay, now you're lying on your back and go over your genitals very gently. You're not massaging anything, you're just letting your energy go back and forth, because your genital area is an area of tremendous energy, and it wants to be a balanced energy and a harmonious energy. You want to one day condition yourself so that you are able to gently put your hands over your body, and you will have an orgasm by just going over your body, because an orgasm truly is a mental thing. We have made it into something physical that we needed to have, and it's a mental thing. And there's nothing wrong with it, but it is something that we have always wished for, but we didn't get because we were trying to make it happen. When we are one with the energy in our body, then our body functions in a harmonious pattern with us. Now go over your tummy and let your tummy feel that you love it and you bless it and you gentle it and you think it's just wonderful. And then do this, and just, you got a large tummy, you know, you compare it to your thighs and your ankles and knees. So give it a little more time and feel good about it. Feel very good about it, and work over your tummy. Now work up to your chest and work around your breasts and work around your chest area and bless it and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and say, hey, you got a good bunch of people inside there, a nice heart, a nice stomach, nice liver, you know, and all the other organs in there, every organ that can function in my body, wow, is perfect and good. Hey, I love you guys, I love you, work well together, be harmonious, I love you, oh, you are so good, you are so good, you are such a divine design, you are so wonderful. And just go over yourself, go over your lungs, and tell your lungs that you like them. Hey, I got wonderful lungs, oh my goodness sakes, they are so pure, I breathe deeply, and I take out all the toxic air and whoosh it away, and I breathe in only pure air. Even if I breathe the same air in that I breathed out, I'm breathing in pure air, because I am the creator of anything that goes in and out of my body. I am the master of anything that goes in and out of my body. And so the air I breathe is always pure. It makes no difference. I told you the story of me being at the fire, and the smoke was terrible, and I was taking pictures for my newspaper, and I had my suit on, and that's my sport jacket, and I was walking in the fire, and took a whole bunch of good pictures. And then I came out, and the fireman said, what are you doing in there? They all had their gas masks on and had all these things, but I didn't realize it because I had my attention somewhere else. I was taking pictures and getting good ones. I was a professional journalistic photographer, or photojournalism, whatever you call it, and that's what I was doing, and I was good, and I was having fun. But I breathed out and I breathed in perfect air, even though for others it might not have been perfect. This is what you can do. Breathe in, breathe out perfect air. Now, hear. Go over your ears and tell your ears that they are wonderful, they're beautiful, they're fantastic. And tell them they hear just gorgeous things. They hear beautiful sounds. They hear lovely things. Go over your eyes and say, my eyes are the windows of my soul, if you will. They see the beauty of my creation. Wherever I look, my eyes see that which I have brought into being by my thought. And only good and very good is what I have brought into being. And my forehead and my brain, oh, what a wonderful brain. My goodness sakes, what a wonderful brain. This brain is perfectly tuned to be my instrument to reveal the divinity that I am, to reveal the magnificence of the one mind that I am. Wow! And my hair is perfect and everything about me is perfect. Oh, and my skin is just like a baby's bottom. I am so glorious. I'm so wonderful. Say these things and watch how they become who and what you are. Now, roll over in your tummy and do your back as best you can feel it and your shoulders and feel wonderful. Feel that you are just fantastic. Go over all parts of you. You can use the back of your hand or the front of your hand, whichever is comfortable for you to do. But just realize that you are fantastic and you are glorious and you are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are divine. You are magnificent. Because that's what you are. Now, you'll do longer than this on your own if you want to have the results, and I'm sure you do. But this is a good starter, something to get you started with being the angel, the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious being that you are, right now. This is what it's all about. This is workshop one. Play and relax and live in a harmonious, peaceful body. Have a good day and know I love you, I love you, I love you.